Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Anita, and this is Rambles. I apologize for the 5-second delay. I tried to be early. Today has been one of those, you know, you wait too long for something, then you forget to buy your chocolate. I'm not on my period. I just want some chocolate, and I've had like a large, 16 and a half ounces of coffee and some sweet tea. Yeah, I'm a true Southerner. Certain meals are always better with sweet tea, especially when it's sweet tea that is not too sweet, but not too bitter. I do like some lemon in it. Anyway, my co-host is sitting here and he's on his old man thing because he's been scratching and it's like spring. And earlier today, he was just not feeling it. So anyway, today's topic is failure. Also, I'd like to add, I started this show a half hour earlier than originally planned because something came up. Nobody likes to talk about failure because, let's face it, failure is an egregious teacher that will make you cry. My 10th grade English teacher would be so proud of the fact that I actually remember the word egregious, and I sometimes use it, much like the word zeitgeist, and I send a text with the word zeitgeist. So just there's no ifs, ands, or buts about failure. Failure, it's humiliating. It will make you cry. Those are the two biggest things that will, two of the biggest things. But the most important thing, it'll make you learn. And it makes you learn. It makes you learn what to do, what not to do, and it gives you pain. I have failed a lot of things. I mean, you know, 34 without, I failed this, I failed that. And I look back and I was like, it was a learning experience. I failed at relationships. I failed at BPs, both payers, which some, are piddly ass payers. Because, frankly, I didn't vow. I learned to count my professional career by accepting piddly ass payers. And from those, maybe working in profession, know my own value. And it hurt. It hurt my finances because it hurt my time. Because I invested years in low pay. But I learned from it. I learned, know your value. Don't stay in bad situations. And I swear, when I read this 100 times, a BS payer abuse a boyfriend. I mean, I've never had one, but you spend more time at one than you do with the partner. So, I learned to work for myself. I have failed at soap making. I've been doing soap making for almost 2 years. And I went through a phase where I wanted to put oil in pre-made melt and pour base. I didn't Google not to do it, and I did it, and it failed. Nobody got hurt. It wasn't a major mistake. It just looked ugly and didn't lather. And I moved on, and I was like, I won't do this again. But some people, in the immortal words of Mel B, are stupid, and I've done that before. And the thing with Cajun King and taking them back, I was stupid like that. Yes, I will be quoting 90 songs. But I learned the next relationship / situation, not to do that again. Business, I learned, going back to previous episode, not every client is worth having. And I can, that happened. I had a family member tell me I'm not going to listen, that because I didn't listen to them, I'll fail. This was in their 40s living with their mother, so it really doesn't count. But I fail. I learned what not to do. I move on. A lot of, and that takes a level of maturity to be like, I got the lesson. Moving on, plenty of people have failed. I mean, let's face it, the Oracle of Omaha. And not sure if you guys know who the Oracle of Omaha is. For those who don't, Warren Buffett failed. The man has $73 billion, and he failed at something. His failure, he learned from, which was Berkshire Hathaway. How did it fail? He was petty. I've discussed pettiness before. I mean, he turned that pettiness around, but for a while, that company failed to the point of him losing $200 billion. I mean, now it has the ungodly sum of $411 billion, and it's like, according to Forbes, like, that's the value. A little over $111 billion, and according to market cap, it's like third or fourth on the list, but it was a learning lesson. But most important thing, picked himself up, like, okay, yeah, I was stupid like that. I was petty. I was irresponsible. I learned from my lesson. And now I have 73. Great way to learn. The people who never fail never became successful. Another shocking thing. Like, how do you become successful and never fail? And some people are like, well, such and such did. They sort of kind of they became mid-grade because they never failed. I mean, even Beyonce, polarizing figure. I'm like neutral. I'm not a Beehive fan, but I respect her. I think she's the female Michael Jackson. A lot of people forget we all know she failed at acting. I mean, sorry, even Beehive members would be like, yeah, about that. No, but she failed on Star Search in the early 90s with the group Girls Time, which was a precursor of Destiny's Child. And you know what she did? She picked herself up by the bootstraps and her and her husband are now worth $1.13 billion, according to CNN. And what happened to the group that beat Girls Time? I have no idea. It's like my mind at the moment is hearing crickets because nobody cares. She learned. I was like, okay. I failed. I don't like the way this feels. And when I went through something where I lost a good client and I felt bad, one of my gay husbands, because let's face it, you cannot be a woman in America without a couple of gay husbands. He was like, okay, you know how this feels. You learn from it. You move on and don't make the same mistake twice. Another person who failed, and I'm not sure if you guys remember the story, J.K. Rowling. Yes, the billionaire author, even I don't like, I rarely use that term authoress, which is an actual word as a female author. She failed. She failed in marriages. She failed at jobs. She got depressed. She ended up on welfare. And at one time, she became richer than the Queen of England. Pretty good bounce back from failure. It's like, okay, this doesn't work. Back. That's the key. And if you don't learn how to bounce back, that's a part of life. Stuff will go, it's the checks and balances, you know. You fail, then you succeed. But if you always succeed, you don't even know how to appreciate the success if you don't fail. That's another benefit of failure. You know, it's like, okay, well, I remember all those horrible XYZs. I feel great. I mean, even Shonda Rhimes has failed. Like, really? Shonda and Shonda failed at something. Some of her shows didn't. Her show before, her screenplay before Grey's Anatomy did not get picked up. And now she has the most valuable piece of real estate in prime time. Pretty good bounce back. Yes, the queen of all media. Once upon a time, got F-I-R-E-D. I'm not sure if the person who F-I-R-E-D'd her is kicking themselves. But, you know, people have their own preconceived bias and prejudice and arrogance. And you don't want to be like, oh, I'm the one who fired Oprah. But, yeah, somebody a long, long, long time, like before I was born, fired her. And it hurt. She got dumped. She tried to kill herself. And she bounced back in the billionaires. I mean, that's a pretty good record. But despite all my, there are certain things like that when it comes to failures, like, yeah, that's a bad fail. I mean, all failures are bad. But the only thing I can say that I think is a horror is the Mecca of bad is failing with raising kids. But yeah, because you create a generational curse when you fail at raising kids. And I know some people would be like, well, failure is relevant. And it's like, how can you fail? Very easily, because children, you spend 18 years embedding your kid with bad traits. They're either going to do the opposite, which means they learn from your failures, or they're going to keep on repeating it and infecting everybody else. So that failure is its own entity. It's sort of like how you have good debt, bad debt, and somewhere along the line you have medical debt. Medical debt isn't good. Medical debt isn't bad. It's its own entity of debt. That's what I consider failing at parenting. And the thing is, even if you think you fail, sometimes you automatically know it. But, yeah. So, failure is just, you have to laugh about it. I mean, certain things besides the law, the horrible teaching they caused me. In the Mortal Words, Oklahoma, I have a funny feeling I won. If I had not failed at a class, I wouldn't have realized I didn't like something. Besides the soap thing, if I didn't, I wouldn't realize, like, one job, and I absolutely loved it. I loved the people. I felt like this company truly represented its values, but I got let go, and that counts as a failure in career. Besides learning, like, working in a professional, like, the corporate profession was not my jizz unless I'm running it. And, yeah, I'm boss, an only child, so, you know. And I think I may have the trifecta of selfishness because my first name starts with an I. I was raised as an only, and my birthday is the first of the month. So I think I may have that trifecta. I've talked to my college advisor about it. Yeah. But I do love, and sometimes I'm bossy. But anyway. So that also, the accounting thing. Because for a couple of years ago, I thought about going back to school to become a CPA. I'm good at numbers. I don't want to look at them all day. And I really learned that while working in which somehow I got the job in accounting, dealing with accounting, and it was like, I love the people. I love the company. It just realized by failing at this, it sucked because I love the people I work, but I picked myself up, and now I'm doing this. I know what I want, and that really helps. Because you're not really hurting people with your failure, or you learn the consequences of it. Failures, a teacher that was hard and mean. And it's like, oh, I learned from this. I got the lesson from it. That's the thing. You get a lesson from what lesson do you really get in success? I mean, I know my listeners can't really answer unless they email me, and you can email me at askcaga2004@gmail.com if you'd like to answer, like to order soaps. But there's a lesson buried in the shame and humiliation and the ickiness of failure. So, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. Oh, this is why. That's a fun, interesting lesson besides the soap. Not lathering. Or in Warren Buffett, it's like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be so petty. Because the story, according to Forbes, he had a disagreement. He bought the stock, realized the CEO was wrong about an amount, bought a controlling stock of the textile mill, because that's what the company was before, just to fire the CEO. And I did email the insane makeup artist. If you'd like her information, you can Facebook insane makeup artist. But that's just petty to the extreme. I'm going to buy controlling stock of a company I don't want to know about because I don't like the CEO. I'm going to spend all this energy. Yeah. And it hurt for a while. But it's like, oh, okay. This is what happens when you let your emotions get in the cloud, your judgment in business, and you have to fix it. That is a consequence. And, you know, rewards are a consequence, just like failure. Well, okay, failure's a bigger reward. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Aisha Tyler's Self-Inflicted Wounds book. So, she has a book about failing egregiously, you know, vomiting on somebody, getting drunk before the SATs. This is a part of her Girl on Guy podcast. Well, there's a segment of her podcast called Self-Inflicted Wounds, and people talk about, I did the stupidest thing, and I had a consequence, and it was not to do. Hers was, one of them was drunk before the SATs. Considering how boring the SATs are, like, I can sort of kind of get it. She was like, I was a cute guy, and yeah, we had fun. I started drinking, and it didn't work, and then there was a time I, like, puked on a really cute. The lesson. That lesson is more valuable than anything. You know, I've had my share of vomiting. I know it sounds so gross, but I have vomited on guys. And it wasn't like I was a kid or anything. And when I sung, then there was another very interesting story that involved sex. Leave it at that. He still remembers. It's like, I still like one after that happened. Huh? Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that was a self. And Scott Foley talked about his self-inflicted wound on her show. If you'd like to check it out, okay, it's on iTunes. You learn to laugh about your failure. And yeah, that laughter, you know, sounds like some cliche from God. No, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but eventually, much like tragedy. Well, it is a form of tragedy. It is tragedy. You'll laugh about it. Some of the things, it's like, oh, thank God. That's funny. You know, it teaches you, there's that resilience. I went through this. It was horrible. It was humiliating. But looking back, I can laugh. It gives you a level of humility. It's like, I failed. Did it cause anybody to die? Did it inflict? Did it cause misery? No. And 9 times out of 10, those egregious failures, then they shape who you are. Like the dumb tattoo of the God, which I think a curse symptom. Okay, see, this is none. This is a example of what not to do to somebody else. And I truly believe sometimes you just don't tell people what to do or not to do. They should just look at your life as a cautionary tale. And I hope if I ever like become a parent to a human child, it's like, okay, so I'm just not going to tell you anything. I just want you to look at what I did wrong as a cautionary tale and, you know, don't do it. Maybe. And that's another thing about failure that people can look at. I can look at what Warren Buffett did. I mean, having a net worth of $73.2 billion, but how long took with the I feel like being paid. Do I really want to risk 200? Is it really that $200 billion level of petty? No. I'm going to move on. I can look at Oprah being first. Okay, maybe I shouldn't do that. $3 billion. Good bounce back. Relationships again. Okay, this didn't work out. I learned what not to do. I learned to be a better. I cannot believe say this one relationship taught me to be a better girlfriend. Yeah, it did. It taught me, you know, and know the people. And going back to what I said before, if you never fail, you will never be successful. That's just a part of it. You haven't earned your success without failure. You haven't learned to be responsible. You haven't learned humor. You haven't learned, and those are part of, you don't have that reward of success. You just don't. You skipped from point A to point B, and eventually, much like the teacher who came running up to me to remind a classmate, life, the universe will be like, we're taking your crown. Start over. And then it's going to suck. And you're going to cry about it. But it's like, oh, okay. I got to learn this. I got to learn this to get to the next level. Maybe that's why things fall apart. So you can rebuild. J.K. Rowling, maybe that was paraphrasing one of her quotes about you got to rebuild. Learning how to rebuild is very important. Is this information failure? It's a Swiss Army knife. It's like, okay, I've done this. Okay, I'm going to skip around this. Now it's opportunity to redo this has come back. And I have this Swiss Army knife of the experience of this failure. I can bypass this to become successful. I learned what not to do. I learned what to do. I learned the consequences of fight. It's awkward. It really is awkward. And also from that family who said that, I learned what the difference between family and loved ones are. I have loved ones. I don't, and people act like, oh my God, you should have a relationship. No, I don't. I have loved ones. I'm okay with not having a relationship with the people I'm biologically related to. And some people say, oh, you're a black sheep, but I learned. I don't consider it a failure. But whatever. And my reward will be my success. You know, learning to be a better, if I ever decide to get married, wife. Learning to be a better friend. Even learning to be a better daughter. Learning to trust my instincts. Like, okay, sometimes I am off. Sometimes I am impulsive. And, you know, dare I say crazy? Not the, like, sadistic crazy? You know, everybody has a little bit of that in them. But I learned to listen to myself. That is the most important thing. And failure it happens. It's an ugly teacher. You clean yourself up, you take the lesson, and you trek merrily on the merit to yellow brick road or whatever road is paved. And, you know, that failure may become that knife to help you cut to go to that successful land of Oz. I know, I'm using the Wizard of Oz metaphor, but there's no poppy seeds. Counts for something. And my co-host is in the background, just like, whatever. He's sort of awake now. I still think he should be president in 2020. That we learned, and last year was a failure. It was a consequence of bad planning or whatever, but success. That's the key. Teaches you a survival skill. It hurts. May sit in the corner and cry. Listen to lesson learned. Molly is the anthem to failure. By Alicia Keys. Lesson. Type in Alicia Keys. John Mayer. Lesson. Yeah. And I have felt like playing ad nauseum. But you move on. You cry. You drink. You remember the immortal words. And yeah, I'm probably going to lose my black card. But you remember the immortal words of Scarlett O'Hara. Tomorrow's another day. You've had that experience, and you go. Some coffee, because I didn't have coffee yesterday. I have a business class tomorrow that I'm looking forward to. And, yeah, so still have 5 minutes left. And my host is about to walk out. I'm not sure what the next month's topic will be, but it'll be something interesting. And I really appreciate listeners for tuning in 3 minutes early. I did post it on Facebook, and this episode will be up. So, yeah. And Hey, in 5 years, I will be successful. Well, I'm already successful because I learned. Learned from it. I gained a maturity and insight. But sometimes I still want to cry my ice cream. Have a beer or some wine. Rarely drink. I'm more of a foodie. And I think you guys know that. So, yeah, I'm going to be a better friend. And some more development. Got 4 minutes left on the show. And really need to get that 1-800 number set up for the show. I'll do that later on this year. Again, if you are interested in ordering soaps or seeing some of my work, my email address is icaga2004@gmail.com. I do little flower soaps, and some look like star. We'll have little star centers, blah, blah, blah. And some are shaped like roses. I do require at least 24 hours notice before they're made. The billionaire thing is something, I think, but 200, how do you, I like, when I researched that amount, it was like, that much of a mistake. How many lifetimes does it take to make $200 billion? With $200 billion? I mean, because sometimes, like, she's one of my rational friends. Even though I don't require rationale from my friends. I just don't. I spend time on a therapist's couch. Like, why am I requiring sanity from my friends? But, you know, I love my friends. How do you lose? And that hurt. That hurt looking at it. Like, I have my notepad in my hand. That kind of mistake. But at least you learned from it. And $73 billion, not a bad lesson, you know? Like, and the company is now worth $411 billion. Not bad. Learned from it. If I have to like lose that kind of money to learn a lesson, I was like, this is an expensive lesson. Better be worth it. And J.K. Rowling failed. Another example of somebody who failed. Got fired because they said he lacked imagination. And now we have Disney, a powerful billion-dollar conglomerate. Not at the 92nd mark. Another example of a failure. Richard Branson, Virgin Records, failed. I mean, at one time, Virgin Records was one of the big five, and now there's only like three major record labels. But even before then, before he became a billionaire, he failed on many businesses. Let's see, the mean judge, Simon Cowell, failed in school, went bankrupt at 32, went back to living with his parents at 32, bounced back and now has a net worth of $500 million. He learned from it. It's like, okay, I got the lesson. This, sir, I fell and I got over my greatest fear. One of her failures was, oh my God, I'm worried about having my fly open on stage. It happened. And she realized it wasn't that bad. Sometimes you overhype the failure, and then when it happens, it's like, well, this wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. You give that failure too much power. It's a learning experience. It has the power to change you, but don't give it the power to define you. That's the most important thing. You learn from it, you move on. So thank you guys for listening to Rambles. I'm Anita. Have a good Sunday. Okay. Bye.